When you hear the word treasure, what comes to mind?
当你听到这个财宝这个字的时候，你的第一印象是什么？
You know, if you believe the movies and Disney movies, you would see that treasure is made up of gold coins and different kinds of precious gems like rubies and sapphires and diamonds.
所以你会想到那个像电影或者是 Disney 的那些电影，当那些宝物的时候，它是有各种的金银财宝，金银或者是珠宝所做的。
But how would you define the treasures of your life?
那么你是如何来定义你生命当中、你人生当中的财宝呢？
Do you realize there are things in your life that you treasure?
你有没有意识到你其实在你的生命当中你有很多所珍贵的珍惜的东西。
So some of us don't actually realize that. So this is why Jesus speaks on this topic and we're going to connect that today.
所以今天耶稣将在这个他的登山宝训的这个教导当中来告诉我们什么是我们真实的财宝。
So today's sermon,Part 9 of our Sermon on the Mount series is, What and where are your treasures?
所以今天的主题是你的财宝是什么在哪里。
Our text comes from Matthew chapter 6, starting with verse 19, and it says, Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moths and vermin destroy, and where thieves break in and steal.
所以今天的经文是马太福音六章十九节开始，不要为自己积攒财宝在地上，地上有虫咬能朽坏，也有贼挖窟窿来偷。
But store up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where moths and vermin do not destroy, and where thieves do not break in and steal.
只要积攒财宝在天上。天上没有虫子咬，不能朽坏，也没有贼挖窟窿来偷。
For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also.
因为你的财宝在哪里，你的心也在哪里。
Your eye is like a lamp that provides light for your body. When your eye is healthy, your whole body is filled with light.
眼睛就是身上的灯。你的眼睛若嘹亮，全身就光明。
But when your eye is unhealthy, your whole body is filled with darkness. And if the light you think you have is actually darkness, how deep that darkness is.
你的眼睛若昏花，全身就黑暗。你里头的光若黑暗了，那黑暗是何等大呢？
No one can serve two masters.For you will hate one and love the other. You will be devoted to one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and be enslaved to mammon.
一个人不能侍奉两个主，不是恶这个，爱那个，就是重这个，轻那个。你们不能又侍奉神，又侍奉马门。
So what and where are your treasures?
所以你的财宝是什么呢？在哪里？
Principle number one today tells us Christ's contrast of treasures on earth with treasures in heaven explicitly implies a contrast in heart attitude, perspective, and values.
所以耶稣基督将地上的财宝与天上的财宝相提并论，明确地暗示了心灵、态度、视角和价值观的对比。
Again, we see the text in 19. Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moths and vermin destroy, and where thieves break in and steal.
所以我们再来看马太福音六章十九节，不要为自己积攒财宝在地上，地上有虫子咬，能朽坏。也有贼挖窟窿来偷。
But store up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where moths and vermin do not destroy, and where thieves do not break in and steal.
只要积攒财宝在天上，天上没有虫子咬， 不能朽坏，也没有贼挖窟窿来偷。
For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also.
因为你的财宝在哪里，你的心也在哪里。
So let's talk about how we're, let's define treasure so we have the same working definition for all of us.
所以让我们先来定义什么是财宝。
Treasures represent the accumulation of what is most valuable to us. Treasures also represent the diversity of the things we deem to be most valuable.
所以财宝不仅代表着对我们来说最有价值的东西的总和，也代表着我们认为最有价值的事物的多样性。
So again, the concept of treasure, don't confuse treasure with money. Okay?
所以这里我们不要把财宝与金钱混淆在一起。
And the reason we don't confuse those, we'll explain right now.
所以我们来解释一下这个原因，为什么不能混淆。
The treasures we seek are so valuable to us that we're willing to sacrifice and spend our most valuable limited resources, time and money, to pursue them, to accumulate them, and to build them up.
所以当我们定义财宝的时候，我们说我们遵循的财宝对我们来说是如此的珍贵，以至于我们愿意牺牲和花费我们最宝贵的、最有限的资源，就是时间和金钱，来追求、来积攒和集聚它们。
Right. This is why treasure, a part of your treasure can be money, but treasure is more than money.
所以从这里我们可以看到，财宝它是部分的可以是金钱，但是金钱不能代表所有的财宝。
Okay. So, as we look at the concept of treasures on earth with treasures in heaven, not only are they fundamentally opposed to each other, there's a difference in how they're created.
所以我们看到天上的财宝和地上的财宝，它不单是从根本上是一个对立的，同时我们也看到它们在建造或者积攒的方式也是完全不一样的。
So earthly treasures are accumulated. It's what we hold on to. It's what we gather, right?
所以我们知道地上的财宝是我们来积攒的，我们一点一点的把它积存起来，来积累起来的。
And the thing about building up heavenly treasures is that the only way to accumulate heavenly treasures is by giving away.
但是天上的财宝却不同，我们要集聚天上的财宝，我们相反的是要给出去，要施予。
And this is why Jesus is contrasting both of them.
所以我们可以看到耶稣在这里把两个完全不同的东西进行对照和对比。
So again, principle one, Christ's contrast of treasures on earth with treasures in heaven explicitly implies a contrast in heart attitude, perspective, and values.
所以我们这里看到耶稣基督将地上的财宝和天上的财宝进行相提并论比较，明确地暗示了我们的内心态度和视角以及价值观的对比。
Principle number two. Jesus calls us to accumulate, build up, and invest in our treasures in heaven.
耶稣呼吁我们要积攒、要集聚和投资我们天上的财宝。
So he tells us in verse 19, don't build up treasures here on earth.
所以在马太福音的六章十九节当中，他说不要积攒财宝在地上。
And he starts off the next verse, but store up for yourselves treasures in heaven.
同时他又说，但是要积攒财宝在天上。
How does it make you feel to know that Jesus is encouraging you to accumulate and to invest in treasures in heaven.
所以这个经文如何让你知道是耶稣在鼓励你，在鼓舞你要积攒财宝在天上呢？
Do you know the reason why he wants you to accumulate treasures in heaven?
你知道为什么呢？
And it goes back to the text, for where your treasure is, there your heart will be also.
所以我们回到六章二十一节，因为你的财宝在哪里，你的心也在哪里。
So if building treasure in heaven requires for me to be focused on heavenly things.
所以我们知道，当我们要积攒财宝在天上的时候，我们必须要把我们所有的专注点集中在天上。
And it requires me to focus my most limited precious resources of time and money in giving away. This is why Jesus says, build your treasures in heaven.
所以这里耶稣所说的是，当我们专注的、专一的在天上积攒我们财宝的时候，我们必须要为着这个而给予，要施予，要给出去。
Without becoming legalistic, you know, context determines meaning in the scripture. One should argue or could argue that everything Jesus has been talking about from when he initiated the Sermon on the Mount in Matthew chapter 5 until now are literally the mandates he's giving for how to store up treasure in heaven.
所以我们看到从登山宝训的一开始一直到现在，他都是教导我们如何积攒财宝在天上。他的所有所说的每一个的行为，在第五章的第一节开始，一直到现在，他都是在教导我们这一点。
So what have we seen, and what have we read, and what have we understood about what Jesus has said thus far in the Sermon on the Mount?
那我们到底是如何来看，又如何来理解耶稣所说的从这个登山宝训五章一节开始到现在的所有的内容呢？
He talked about being poor in spirit.
所以我们看到他说虚心的人有福了。
He talked about loving our enemies.
他说要爱我们的仇敌。
He's been talking about having righteous motives to do the right things.
他说要让我们有正确的动机来做正确的事。
He's talking about the proper application of his holy word.
所以他也讲到说对他的这个圣言要有正确的恰当的应用。
And if you can't tell yet, each of those leads you to particular actions which are not going to be rewarded here on earth.
我们可以看到所有的耶稣的教导它并不是让我们在这地上有任何的好的奖赏。
And that's why giving away is how you build the treasure in heaven.
所以我们看到耶稣所说的我们要积攒财宝在天上，那么我们必须要给出去。
Because when you love your enemy, what are you giving away?
所以我们来想，当我们爱我们仇敌的时候，你给出去什么了呢？
You're giving God's love to somebody that doesn't deserve it.
你给了上帝的爱，给了某些他们并不配的那些人。
When you forgive, what are you giving away?
当你饶恕一个人的话，你给了他什么呢？
You're releasing a debt that is owed to you.
因为你释放了他的债。
And this is why Jesus understands the more we try to build up treasure in heaven, or the fact of the matter is, the more we focus on him and what he tells us, the accumulation of treasure in heaven is just a manifestation of that.
所以当我们越多的在专注在神的话语，越多的来专注圣灵的教导的时候，我们在天上财宝的积累是一个非常自然的外在的表现。
Where did he say not to build up treasure?
所以耶稣说不要在哪里来积攒你的财宝呢？
And I'm sure this doesn't apply to anybody here.
希望这个不能应用在我们在座的任何人。
But when, how much do we check the status of our 401k? How much do we check the status of our bank account versus how much do we look into the scriptures to continue to understand how we build treasure in heaven?
所以我们有多么经常的来看我们自己401k 的账户的情况，我们有多么经常的来看我们的银行账户，相比较而言，我们如何经常的来读神的话语，然后来对照我们所行所言的呢？
So why do we build? We know this. This is not the first time. I doubt this is the first time this is somebody's heard this. If you have, praise God, you now know truth. But why, even though we know this reality,Do we continue to build up treasures on earth instead of in heaven?
尽管我们其实每个人我们都知道，我们知道自己生命的光景，但是我们为什么还是继续的在地上来建造我们积聚我们地上的财宝呢？
And the reality is because there's many things that happen inside of us as we accumulate treasure.
所以因为我们里面有很多的欲求，所以导致我们希望在地上来积攒财宝。
Now, none of these things are eternal. All these things are subject to rust, to being stolen, to being lost in a second's notice. But this is what we know, and this is what makes us comfortable.
我们知道这里所列的没有一样事情是永恒的，这些事情都会被朽坏，都会被贼偷盗，都会被在永恒中全部的毁灭，但是我们还是因为这些不断的积聚财宝在地上。
So as you see on the list there, we build treasures here on earth because it gives us sense of security, because it boosts our self-esteem and our ego, because it gives us a sense of accomplishment, because it gives us a sense of power, because it gives usIndependence, and because it brings us pleasure.
所以我们再来想，我们为什么会积攒财宝在地上呢？因为这些财宝，地上的财宝可以给我们某一种安全感，可以给我们那种自我和自尊的感受，也可以给我们成就感，也给我们一种权力感，同时让我们觉得是独立的，是快乐的。
And the thing about treasures in heaven is,There's no app to show you how much you got, how much percentage of the way you're close to it, or what you need to get more of it.
所以但是相反的，这个天上的财宝没有一个 APP 让你可以下载，可以每天来看你到底有多少的进步，每天有多少更靠近神的天国。
There is no app for that.
没有一个 APP。
But in the Bible, you see it reinforced time and time again about the security of that treasure that is built in heaven.
但是我们看到在圣经里面无数次的来提醒我们，只有天上的财宝才可以真正的给我们安全感。
So remember, Jesus calls us to accumulate, build up, and invest in our treasures in heaven.
所以我们看到耶稣呼召我们是要积攒，要集聚和投资天上的财宝。
What do you think, I'm not going to ask you what you think our treasure looks like. I'm going to ask you, what do you think God's treasure in heaven looks like?
所以我想问你们一下，什么是天上的财宝的样子？
Because later we'll see a text aboutall the riches that Jesus has in heaven that he draws from.
所以我们可以等一下会显示耶稣在天上的财宝的丰富这个样式。
I would bet everything I have that God's treasure in heaven is all those that have been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb.
所以我愿意花上我一切来赌就是神一切天上财宝的丰富已经在耶稣基督的宝血里面已经给了我们。
So even as we think of what treasure in heaven means, it's probably not what we think it means. It's certainly not gold coins. I know we see in the book of Revelation gold streets and sapphire this and diamond this and ruby this, but those are just symbolic for something greater that doesn't even exist in our current vocabulary, that's trying to paint a picture of the eternal glory of being in God's presence and in his kingdom.
所以天上的财宝到底是怎样呢？当我们来想象这个丰盛和荣美的时候，我们常常会想到启示录当中所讲到的这个金银，它的那个水晶和它的所有的这个丰盛的荣耀。但是我们所说的启示录这些只是一个标记，只是一个预表，但是真正的荣美，真正的这个美圣是超过这一切的。
So like God's treasure, I believe in some way, some facet, not equal to God, our treasure is those lives, those people that we've been a part of, them entering into the kingdom.
所以什么是天上的财宝呢？比如说我们能够分享我们的福音，让这些灵魂得救的这些人。
But that also means, and I'm going to take this way beyond no...Commentator talks about this. You don't have to agree with this. I'm just following a metaphor. Go ahead, sorry.
所以我这里就是要来举一个例子，来比喻什么是天上的财宝。
I believe there's a direct correlation between heavenly treasure and earthly treasure.
所以这里面其实天上的财宝和地上的财宝是有某种的相关性。
And that means that the more we give away our earthly treasure, the greater the heavenly treasure grows.
所以我们越多的来给予，给出我们地上的财宝，那么我们更多的会积攒天上的财宝。
And the more we build our earthly treasure, the more we are withdrawing from the heavenly treasure.
所以我们如果更多的来积攒我们地上的财宝的时候，其实我们更多的来支取了天上的财宝。
Okay, and I'll show you why. Principle number three, Christ calls us to have regular spiritual checkups with him and his word, so we can see for ourselves and have no excuse regarding whether the light that we think we have in us is really light,or just a lighter shade of darkness.
所以基督呼召我们来定期的接受他和他话语的属灵检查，这样我们就能亲眼看到自己我们认为的亮光是真正的光明，还是只是黑暗的阴影。这种检查让我们没有任何的借口。
As it says in verse 22, your eye is like a lamp that provides light for your body.When your eye is healthy, your whole body is filled with light.
眼睛就是身上的灯，你的眼睛若亮了，眼睛若嘹亮，全身就光明。
But when your eye is unhealthy, your whole body is filled with darkness. And here's where I'm literally pulling it from. And if the light you think you have is actually darkness, how deep that darkness is.
你的眼睛若昏花，全身就黑暗，你里头的光若黑暗了，那黑暗是何等的大呢？
Okay. We're going to build on that through principle four, right? Jesus calls his disciples to have a radical, exclusive, and unconditional commitment to him and him alone.
耶稣呼召他的门徒，对他做出彻底的、排他性的、无条件的承诺。仅对他一个人而言。
And that's the thing. You cannot do both.
所以我们这里看到你不能同时拥有天上的财宝和地上的财宝。
You're not going to be faithful to God with the kind of faith that he desires when your attention is split for anything else.
所以当你对神的忠心你把他的忠心分赐给或者分留给某一些其他的东西的时候，你对他的忠心并不是神所配得的。
Matthew 6:24 says, No one can serve two masters, for you will hate one and love the other, you will be devoted to one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and be enslaved to mammon.
一个人不能侍奉两个主，不是恶这个爱那个，就是重这个轻那个。你们不能又侍奉神，又侍奉马门。
And I need to call attention because I think we miss this in our culture today.
所以我希望你们来关注这一个点。
The word masters and the word at the end of the last sentence, enslaved to mammon.
所以这里我想让大家关注，一个是主人这个词，和另外一个是侍奉马门，就是这里的侍奉这个词。
A lot of times today, the closest we can equate to that is a boss and an employee.
按照现在的文化，我们最接近的这个解释就是你老板和雇员。
But that idea waters down what this text is talking about.
但是事实上，老板和雇员并不能完全的来诠释这个关系。
Many times throughout the scriptures, the redeemed people of God are called the slaves of Christ.
所以我们看到很多经文有讲到，我们被神救赎的人是神的奴仆。
And we're slaves because no matter what the master says, that's what we must do.
所以我们作为奴仆的话，我们必须是完全绝对的跟从主人所指示我们所做的。
So our faith, our commitment, our obedience is compared to that of a slave. You do it because you have no choice. And it's a little rough. I'm trying not to lose the emphasis here. We get to be God's slave out of love because there's no master like him worth serving. But it's about doing everything the master says.
所以我们这里可以看到我们如何的来顺服神，我们如何的来委身给神，我们如何的来忠诚于神，就像一个奴仆对他的这个主人一样的这个忠心。
So the reality is, if I was literally the slave of two people, it cannot work. I cannot do everything the person on my master on the left and everything my master on the right says. It's literally impossible.
所以我们来想象一下，如果一个奴仆要侍奉两个主人的话，这个是不可能的，因为我不可能同时侍奉我左边的那个主人，也侍奉我右边的那个主人。
And the word mammon, many of our modern day translations use the word money there instead of mammon.
其实马门这个字有很多的翻译版本中是把它翻译成金钱。
And mammon does include money, it does include wealth, it does include riches, it does include property.
所以马门其实是不单单指金钱，但是它包括了金钱，它还包括你的其他的财富和那个包括我们的家业等等。
But a probably clearer definition is anything material.
所以马门其实是包括任何的物质的东西。
So Jesus is saying, you cannot pursue me with everything you have while you're pursuing the God of materialism.
所以我们知道，我们不能说我手里抓着我现在现有的一切，然后来追求上帝，就像我追求那个物质一样。
And the problem is that this is where I see too many Christians thinking that they can do both of these things at the same time.
但是不幸的是，很多基督徒他认为可以同时的来追求这两样东西。
Right. First, we would say we have no other master but Christ.
所以一方面他说我只有一个主，我的生命只有一个主，就是耶稣基督。
But is that really the truth?
但当你说这个的时候，是真的吗？
The most common idol for every human being on the planet is the things that they refuse to recognize as idols.
所以其实在这个世上最大的偶像就是我们拒绝承认偶像的一个东西。
It's the things that we say are necessary and are needed.
我们经常会把这个偶像看成是我们必须的，我必须要有的一个生活品。
But ultimately, they're competing with God for our heart.
但是我们知道，这个偶像，所谓我们把它当作必需品的一个偶像，却是不断的与我们的神来争竞。
And that's why Jesus said, wherever your treasure is, there your heart will be also.
所以耶稣才说，你的财宝在哪里，你的心也在哪里。
So I'm saying all this to get to principle five, which is our last principle today.
所以我们到第五点。
Principle five says, if we believe that we can truly accumulate, build up, and invest in earthly and heavenly treasures equally, and at the same time, we are truly deceived.
所以第五点是说，如果我们相信我们真的可以同时平等的积攒、集聚和投资天上的和地上的这个财宝的话，那我们就真的被蒙骗了。
Why are we truly deceived?
为什么我们是真的被蒙骗了呢？
And it goes back to the scripture, if the light we think is actually darkness, how great is that darkness?
所以我们回到刚才讲到的经文，如果我们眼睛昏花，我们里面的这个光亮都变成黑暗的话，那这个黑暗是怎样的光景呢？
The word of God throughout several different parts of the Bible tells us, woe to those who call good evil and evil good.
所以我们有在很多的这个解经当中都有讲到说我们是看上去是好的，然后事实上是邪恶的。
And what it's saying is when we've reached a point where we have lied to ourselves to convince ourselves that what is bad is good and what is good is bad, that's no longer light, it is darkness.
所以我们知道有很多的这个光景，我们其实是一种自欺，就是我们告诉我们自己说，哎，这个是好的，这个是光亮的。但事实上，当我们这样自欺的时候，我们事实上已经进入到黑暗当中了。
There's a very fundamental reason why we can't build both treasures equally and at the same time.
所以有很多这个重要的这个理论或者说道理来支持我们说，那个同时积攒天上和地上的财宝是不可能的。
And it's because earthly treasure requires you to save more, to keep more, to hold more. And heavenly treasure requires you to give more, and give more, and give more.
因为道理很简单，当我们积攒地上的财宝的时候，他要告诉你说，哎，我要不断的积攒，我要不断的集聚，我要不断的来投资。但是当我们要积攒天上的财宝的时候，我们不断的要给予，我们不断的要施舍，我们不断的要给别人。
So while it's possible for earthly treasure to grow, while heavenly treasure grows, they will never grow equally.
所以我们看到这个道理很简单，天上的财宝和地上的财宝不可能同时的在长进。
Because you're going to choose one more than the other,because there's always going to be conflicts over which one takes precedent.
所以我们可以很明确地看到这两者之间的冲突，你不可能同时兼具。
And that's why Jesus tells us, you know, you cannot serve two masters.
所以耶稣告诉我们说，我们不能同时侍奉两个主人。
So I know that many of us have made, hopefully are making,and hopefully will make decisions that negatively impact earthly treasure in order to positively impact heavenly treasure.
我希望我们已经或者是正在或者是将要做出的一个决定就是我要不断的来缩减我在地上财宝的积攒而不断的积极的去积攒天上的财宝。
Talk with anybody who's on mission for God and serving Him faithfully, And they're going to tell you about the sacrifices they make daily to be able to serve God and build up his kingdom.
所以我们知道很多的服侍神的这个仆人，他们每一天都在不断的牺牲自己天地上的财宝，不断的在积攒，不断的将神专注在神的天国里面积攒天上的财宝。
Do we realize, and I'm thinking many of you realize this, do you realize that Alan, who's traveled all over the different parts of the world and been different places and lived different places, his decision to live in the Bay Area to serve God's people here literally diminishes his monetary, I mean, his bank account, because there's no more expensive place to live than the Bay Area. He's making a decision to invest in saving lost souls more than he's interested in owning his own home.
所以我们举个例子来讲，这个 Alan 牧师 ，Alan 牧师，他是全世界各地的来服侍不同的这个教会和服侍不同的合唱，但是他今天选择在这个湾区来服侍我们的教会，其实对他个人的财富来讲是非常不利的，因为这里的生活水平太高，所以呢，就是只会伤害到他地上的财宝，但是。不是这样，他在这里要拯救更多的灵魂，为神的呼，回应神的呼召。
Do you realize that your decisions are going to feed one treasure or the other, not both?
所以我们可以很清楚的看到，你只能去对一种财宝来进行追求，你只能定睛在一个财宝上面，而不能两个兼具。
When Sarah and I were talking with Hannah last year about colleges that she wanted to go to, and you, of course you have the prestigious ones there, right? She had to make the decision to choose a school that would nurture her relationship with God more than a school that would fatten up her diploma and make more money in the long run.
所以再举一个例子，当去年的时候这个 Hannah 和 Sarah 要决定选择哪一个大学去读的时候，那么这个时候她是选择更多的来跟神建立亲密关系的那所大学，还是说来选择未来有更好的职业能够挣更多钱的那个大学呢？
When you start ministry, there's so much you have to leave behind.
所以当你为神工作侍奉神的时候，你有很多需要放弃的东西。
And number one to go is treasures you've built on this earth.
所以第一件事也是最首要的是你要放下地上的财宝。
Many of you have already heard many of my stories.
所以你们大概很多人听过我的故事。
To leave a family business and have no work and pursue God not knowing where I was going.
Pastor Jorge 放弃了他的家庭的这个生意，而放下一切来服侍神。
To serve in churches for no money, just to build the experience and to be able to serve God.
所以最初的时候，他所服侍的这个教会是没有任何的薪水的，只是就是为了单纯的服侍神。
And all of us that live here in the area, we know how expensive it is. And I came here.For $36,000 a year.
所以大家知道在湾区是非常生活是非常昂贵的。那但是我在这里服侍只是36,000块钱一年的薪水。
Do you think I couldn't work somewhere else?
所以我想问一下我难道不能在其他的地方工作吗?
And although I got paid $36,000 a year, how many times did you see me put my hand out and ask you for money?
所以尽管我的收入只有36,000块钱一年，但是你有看到我问大家问任何人要伸手要钱吗
?So why didn't I?
为什么不
?Is it because I don't think you got it?
是不是因为你们不会给呢
?Or is it because the kingdom's more important?
还是说天上的财宝更重要
?Many of us,have made these decisions time and time and time again.
所以我们在座的每一位每一天或者不时的都在做这个选择。
But even if we made them in the past, that's got nothing to do with what we have to do now and what we have to do in the future.
所以即使你以前做了某些决定，但是你现在和未来也一样要做更为明智的一个决定。
So what are you investing in?
你投资在哪里？
Are you really investing in heaven?
你是真的投资在天国了吗？
Are you really investing your most limited, precious resources of time and money for God's treasure to grow?
所以你是真的将你有限的这个资源、时间和金钱投资在神天国的事了吗？
And only in each of us will be accountable to God for this.
所以某一天我们在座的每一位都会被问责。
So when we talk about sacrificing comfort,
当我们讲到牺牲和那个舒适这两个词的时候，
when we talk about sacrificing dreams,
我们讲到我们牺牲，我们放弃我们的梦想，
when we talk about sacrificing traditions,
我们放弃我们的传统，
it's because they are directly correlated to the treasure we areor we are not building in heaven.
所以因为这些所谓的梦想和传统，它只是跟我们地上的财宝有关，而跟我们天上的财宝没有任何的关联。
It's interesting to me that when these types of subjects are broached, usually the tagline is, oh yeah, now we have a $13 million building project we want you to give to.
所以当我们想到这个的时候，我们经常会有一个很有意思的想法，就是哎，我们有一个3000万的这个大楼我们要去获得。
And that's not what we're doing here.
但是我们并没有做这个事情在这里。
From day one to now, we don't ask for money. God's not asking for your money because he wants 100% of you.
我们知道从第一天开始我们就没有任何的向你们索要钱，因为我们知道上帝要你的是你的一切，是你100%的委身给他。
He will not accept us holding anything back from him.
所以我们知道神他并不希望我们任何的有任何的东西我们还是紧紧的抓住不给他的。
And one way or the other,It's going to force us into an action.
所以我们知道神的呼召他都不断地在迫使我们来这个做出实际的行动。
We will either confess, repent, and obey.
我们或者是我们来认罪，我们来悔改，我们来顺服。
Or we'll continue to deceive ourselves in order to allow us to keep doing what we're already doing.
另外一个选择就是我们还是继续的让自己处在蒙骗的状态当中，我们还是做我们自己在做的一切的事情。
And that's the difference between being the church of Christ and going to a local church.
所以这个就是说最大的区别，当你是耶稣基督的一份，还是说你只是去了一个教会。
God is calling us to be the church.
所以上帝是呼召我们，我们在座的每一位都成为教会的一份子。
So let's make no mistake about what God is asking.
所以我们不要把神呼召我们的事情给混淆了。
Let's pray.
我们一起来祷告。
Father God, we thank you, Lord. We thank you.Again and again and again, because you make your word clear. It's not like it's hazy or we don't understand. You call us out because you love us. You refuse to let us keep deceiving ourselves. Lord, I pray that these words will go beyond our ears, beyond our minds, and into our heart, and into our hands, and into our feet, Lord.So that we would be different, Lord, help us. Help us to understand the difference between earthly treasures and heavenly treasures. This life is so short with no guarantees, but eternity is forever and your presence is guaranteed. Lord, help us to be like our Lord and Master Jesus. Not just to praise him for what he's done, but to understand this is who we are to become. He's the richest in all of heaven because he gave everything, every day of every minute for us, for his kingdom. He had no home. He had no treasures here. He accumulated nothing here but disciples. Lord, that we would have that heart. That we would take our limited resources of time and money, which are not endless, and we would invest them in the right things. Invest them in reaching the lost. Invest them in actually making disciples and not investing them in our comforts. Not investing them in what makes us feel good. Because nothing will feel better than seeing all those treasures of God in heaven, the saved, the redeemed, the transformed. Lord, help us to be more heavenly minded. Help us to remember this is not our home. Help us to remember this is not your kingdom, but that we can help expand your kingdom here. If we truly allow you to mold us and transform us and to grow us into Christ likeness day after day. But we know that all requires giving on our side. We must give you full control. We must give ourselves to you in surrender. We must give away our own expectations. And we must trust that you know what you're doing, that your plan is good, that you are good, and that we can trust you, Lord. Help us, Lord, to make a difference in heaven. Help us to truly live out the gospel, Lord. And we know that that's not going to happen from just sitting in the pew. And that's not going to happen inside of four walls that is a church. It happens relationally, one-on-one, meeting with people, forming friendships, meeting needs, all of which, of course, require resources. So, Lord, we thank you for the resources you've given us. You've given us enough for what you want. Help us lay down what we want, because your resources are not going to cover what we want. They're only going to cover what you want. We love you, and we love you, and we love you. And in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
阿爸父，我们感谢你，父神，当你借着这个话语告诉我们说，不要积攒财宝在地上。父啊，你其实是另一种慈爱的呼唤，你告诉我们说，当我们侍奉马门，当我们侍奉这地上财宝的时候，我们的心不仅没有任何的安全感、满足感、成就感，我们的心不断的在漂移，我们没有任何的着落。主啊，我们不断的在迷失，因为这个世界不会给我们满足，这个世界就像一个无底洞，他是不断的在诱惑我们进入到更深的深渊里面。主啊，你告诉我们说，因为在你里面才有真正的满足和生命，你生命一切的丰盛只有在你里面。主啊，求你这个话语真的是在我们里面，不仅是今天，在当下能够成为我们一直的帮助和一直的提醒，告诉我们说，我们要定睛在天上，积攒财宝在天上，因为 你是我们永恒生命的主，我们永恒一切的丰盛都在你里面。主啊，我们感谢你，面我们生命有限，我们的时光短暂。主啊，当我们数算我们年岁的时候，让我们更是快快的来放下地上的财宝，来跟随你。我们愿意积攒在你的里面。主啊，让我们定睛每一天，只是单单的在你里面。祷告奉主耶稣的名求，阿们。